This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your reigning, defending, undisputed Stanley Cup champions of the world, the Washington Capitals. Thank you for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Well, the Capitals, they are hanging out in Western Canada, throwing axes at a wall and getting a W while they're doing it. Joining me as always, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
Feeling good. I kind of want to try out that throw axes at a wall thing.
Right?
It seems fun.
It does look kind of cool.
Of course, Canada has the coolest games, the most fun things to do.
No, they have one around us, I feel like.
Do they?
Well, I guess it depends on your definition of around us, you being up in Baltimore, meeting down here in Montgomery County. But I think so.
So why aren't we doing the show from there right now? Because we should.
Because we would end up hurting ourselves, let's be honest.
Okay, I probably would be aiming for your head, but anyway.
Okay, I meant we would hurt ourselves, not each other, you mean individual.
Where's the fun in that? But, so the Capitals...
It's an axe, it's not a rubber one.
The Caps are having some fun over in Western Canada. They got to beat up on the Canucks a little bit, then they got to go to an axe-throwing bar, which, I mean, is one of the most Canadian things you can do.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. It's a bar?
I can only assume. Why else?
Wait. Like, you're drinking a thing of beer, be it a pint or whatever.
Doesn't even know the words.
Okay. And then, well, no, because I thought pint, and then I was like, wait, is that just what they say in, like, England? And I was like, what's the terminology? But anyways. Are you drinking beer and then throwing weaponry? Because I feel like...
You know, I don't...
That's a really bad idea.
You're probably right. It's probably a bad idea, but I just kept thinking it's the most fun. And that's really like throwing axes at a wall, add beer to it. Like, that's Canada. Like, that's Canada in you know, that's the way I picture it. If there was like a moose hanging out in the background, then it would be the most Canadian thing ever. I'm assuming, no, there's no alcohol involved, but how much more fun would it be with a beer?
That would significantly less, because someone's getting an axe in the leg or groin region or something bad would happen.
Well, I think they should do it that way, but I guess this is like a holdover from like the Barry Trotz era. This is like a team building exercise. You know, they used to do darts with him, with Todd Reardon. They punch it up a notch and throw axes.
I'm a little concerned for their well-being right now.
All right, so let's talk about the last week in Caps hockey. Up against the Rangers, they were able to come away with a win there in OT, get embarrassed in Florida with a shootout, and then they go to Vancouver, they go to Western Canada, and they beat up on the Canucks a little bit, doing a lot better than I thought they were going to do, because, I mean, that's a long trip to start in Vancouver and work your way back. I mean, that's a long flight from D.C., but they were able to come out, they looked impressive against Vancouver, they looked great. Let's talk a little bit about that Florida game, though. Caps came out a little flat-footed, didn't really start the way you wanted. I think it was, goals in the first period, and then the Caps kind of battled back to make it a little even up. But, like, at this point, the Panthers had not won a game yet, right? I mean, the Caps seemed like they were already ready for that plane ride to Western Canada and were kind of skipping this game.
I don't know if I go so far as to say they had very little interest, but the fact is they played like it, and they just played really poorly. And yes, it was great to see that they could score as many goals as they did, but the fact that they are continually giving up goals is becoming a reoccurring theme here. Now, there are some other teams that are having this issue as well, and I was reading an article recently that was talking about how goal scoring has already gone up this year based on last year. But part of that in the beginning of the season could be a result of the fact that teams are still – and this is also from the article – teams are still figuring out their defenses and how they want them to play.
Sure.
So some of that can be attributed to that point. but I don't know how much I buy into that fully regarding the Capitals, because this is the same, mostly if defensively, it's the same players they had last year. And yeah, the system might be a little different, but I don't think that's going to be a dramatic change, considering the fact that you have pretty much a lot of the same players, and what they were doing last year seemed to work for the most part. It worked pretty well for them in the long run. So there is definitely some concern there regarding the fact that they continually are giving up higher and higher number of goals. But you know, it still wasn't a terrible week. They still went 2-1.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to complain when you do that, but I think it was just because the way that that Panthers game started. And I mean, I don't mean to discount the Panthers or whatever, but Capitals are Stanley Cup champs. Florida Panthers are far from that, so I think
they had won a game in at that point.
Yeah, so I kind of think whenever I see the Panthers on the schedule, I'm like, all right, well, that's a win. So to see them kind of struggle against the Panthers was a little surprising.
Yeah, it was a bit disappointing. You expect more from this team with the way they've been playing, or at least the history. And they were doing pretty well, so it's a little disappointing to see that they come out and have that sort of flat game against Florida. And you could talk about, you know, they had the road trip coming up, so their minds may have been a little bit more on that. I think, were they flying out that night, or was the next day they were flying to Vancouver?
I think it was the next day. I'm not sure.
But either way, you know, you need to focus one game at a time, and just because you are the defending Stanley Cup champions does not mean that you are going to have an easy ride going forward, because you know you're a good team. If anything, it's going to be harder now because people are now going to want to beat you even more,
right,
to show that they can beat the champs.
That's what I was going to say. I agree with that. I think that now they've got a bigger target on their back more than ever, because it's motivation for the other team. We want to beat the champs.
Yeah. And the reality is that's what's going to be happening. And so they have to up their game just that little bit more, to be able to go out and play against a lot of these teams, because they're not going to give you an easy game. No one's really going to give you an easy game, because they want to prove something to themselves at your expense.
And I mean, maybe it was just them looking past the Panthers, kind of like the I was on Friday night, but they came out up against Vancouver, late night game, started at 10 o'clock here on the East Coast. They came out and they looked ready to play. They looked confident. They looked prepared. It was definitely a complete 180 from what we saw against Florida.
That's really well put. It seemed like they got a little bit of a kick up the backside. I think some of it, I hate when they change lines mid game, and it worked to some extent. And those lines did pretty well in Vancouver. We saw that Burakovsky had dropped to the fourth line. And if I remember, Smith-Pelly was moved up to the first line.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other, I think Verano was back on the third line with Eller, and I want to say Connolly. Does that sound right? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think Connolly was on the third.
Right. Yeah, so it was like Connolly, Eller, and Verano. And that line was actually working pretty well. So I think that helped to some extent. I don't know if that's necessarily permanent. I believe I read that they're going to go with the same lines at least to start the game in Edmonton and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I expect that they'll kind of go back a bit to the way they were before, but I think that I don't think switching up the forward lines is necessarily the biggest issue when it comes to this team struggling off defensively, but it can't hurt,
right,
necessarily, as long as these guys are on the same page. And the fact that you have a team that's played together and won something, I mean, it's definitely, they've bonded. So they should be able to come out and play better than they have been.
Yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued to see what happens up against Edmonton. It'll be good to see Alex Chiasson again. But, I mean, it was great to see them in Vancouver and see what they could do. Like you said, with defense in Florida mostly being the same players, I mean, I'm kind of grasping at straws here. But is Kepney still getting used to the Capital system? Yes, he was a Stanley Cup champion with the team, and he seemed to prepare himself really great. But remember, he did only come in at the trade deadline. So, I mean, I'm kind of reaching here. But is he, you know, do you think he's up to speed on how the Caps play?
Yes. No, I feel like at this point he definitely should be. You know, if they've changed a little bit, if it changed anything from last year, I'm sure everybody's having a little bit of a learning curve. And I think the sort of the Western road swing is always sort of interesting to see, because you're playing teams that you're not going to see four or five times. I think if I heard correctly in the Vancouver broadcast, they play them once. And they'll have a Vancouver comes to DC once, and I'd like to go to that game. That'll be fun. But that's pretty much it. So you spend the first part of the game kind of feeling each other out, and then you start to play your game a little bit more going forward. So I wouldn't be surprised to see some interesting or line changes potentially in Ottawa or after that if things aren't working. But in regards to Kempney, I feel like he should be more confident with his team now. He's been here for a while. He's had an off season with this team. He had an additional, it's more than 16 because they went more than, they didn't sweep everybody, but they had, enough games in the off or in the playoffs to play what? Almost like a third or a quarter of a season? That sound about right?
Yeah.
Play 82 games, 20 games, about a quarter, 20 games in a period, something like that, or almost a period. I feel like they probably played about 20 games in the playoffs, right? 5, 7, 6. What was the first round? 6 games? Against Columbus?
Columbus was 6 games.
Either way, it was 20-something games at this point. Not wanting to do the math, it was 24 games. So plus that, plus when they picked him up at the deadline and the first few games this season, he should be comfortable enough in the system that shouldn't be too big much of an issue.
All right. I mean, again, like I said, grasping at straws here, kind of trying to figure out what's going on with the defense. I don't think Kempney is a problem at all. I think he's doing a great job. He works really well with Carlson. We'll see what happens. But again, the team was able to rebound from their poor performance on Friday up against Vancouver, and coming up this week it's Edmonton and then Calgary. So I mean those will be two interesting games. Edmonton's a pretty young team, so it'll be good to see them. They have a lot of speed. Is that something you think the Caps will be able to play well against a really young, fast team?
I think everyone will be fine except for Orpik.
Always. You're always beating up on the poor guy.
Well, because he's old. And he's never exactly been known for his speed, even when he was younger. So, no, I think they'll be fine. I mean, I think you look at a guy like Orpik, who he's going to struggle against young, fast players because he's just a bit older. And when you get to his age, what is he, mid to late 30s?
I think he's 39, isn't he?
Something like that. So he's older. He's going to struggle. And against the faster guy. So I think he's going to have to use his veteran skills. He's going to use his positioning a bit more and just put himself in the right place to shut a couple of these. If he's up against Connor McDavid, we're screwed.
Mm.
But anyone else, I feel like he should have a decent shot at being able to stop.
Anything else going on in Caps world we should talk about? I mean, it's such a young season. It's kind of weird to talk about what's going on. I mean, the big thing still hanging over our heads as we are recording this right now is what's going to happen with Tom Wilson. I mean,
why are we still waiting for this?
His appeal was last week, and we're now waiting 6 days to get a response.
His appeal was Thursday, I believe. Bettman was supposed to look it over over the weekend, and then they're supposed to say something early this week, but I haven't heard anything. Well, not that I would hear it. I'd read it. But, yeah, it's really weird that we haven't heard that, he's still a dummy and he's getting the full time. Or, all right, we'll give him, one or two less games. I mean, what was it? 20 games were...
It's 20 games.
They were... They're like, I was going to say, we're how many in?
8 games in.
Yeah, so he's, it's not too much longer.
They're just going to be like, you made it to 10 already. Let's just keep going. You seem to be doing fine.
Well, I just don't think he's learned his lesson.
You know what's weird?
The same dumb stuff.
Like Nate Schmidt, he got suspended for 20 games, and he went over to Europe, and he's been playing in a European league. I think over in I think it's Sweden.
I did see that. I can't remember where. No, I felt like I was reading, because I was reading about this William Nylander situation going on in Toronto and how Sweden doesn't allow you an opt-out clause or something with him. They weren't going to allow an opt. Maybe he's over there. I'm going to look it up. Where is Nate Schmidt playing? But yeah, I saw that too, where the Golden Knights sent him to Europe to play. He's playing.
They
in
want him
Austria.
To stay in hockey shape. So when the 20 games are up, he can just jump right back into the lineup. I mean, it's pretty smart.
Yeah, he's playing it. No, it's a smart move. Vienna Capitals.
Oh, well, that's funny.
I am going to find out if they have the same jerseys as the Caps, because that will be funny. And that's not English.
That's not English.
They have an interesting logo. Holy crap. They have a really interesting logo. It's like a fire spinning thing. No, their jerseys, wow, they are very yellow. Anyways, we've done what we usually do. We're getting off topic.
Vienna Capitals. No, I need to look this up.
It's interesting.
Holy cow. You know,
did they say? Yeah, dude, I wasn't kidding.
That logo, that looks like... That looks like the Blast logo from, like, 94.
Is he... I don't know if he's playing... Yeah, right? I don't know if he's playing with them or he is practicing.
I thought he was playing with them, and then at closer to the end of this month, he was coming back to start training with the Golden Knights again.
Oh, so maybe he's already left.
But potentially. But anyway,
it's
like
a smart move by them.
Yeah, like I was saying, he went over to Europe. He's played some games with them. Then he's coming back. Tom Wilson's like still traveling with the team. He's in Vancouver with them. He's throwing axes at a wall. You know, he's still doing normal things except not playing in a game. So like, it's kind of interesting that this suspension still allows him to do that, where Nate Schmidt's suspension makes him, you know, go play with the other kids.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was a little surprised that the Caps didn't try and do something with Wilson so that he could get some more opportunities to play in real games. But
apparently they send him to South Carolina and play with the Stingrays, see what happens.
You wonder if you'd be allowed to do that.
I mean, that was the whole premise of the movie Goon. Liev Schreiber's character, like he got in a fight and then got sent down to the ECHL.
Are you allowed to do that if you get suspended, go and play in the minors?
I don't know. You should.
Well, no, because it feels like you're then just kind of like avoiding the... Not really. I don't know. That one's a little tricky, you know? And what's Wilson going to do? Just go level people down there?
He's suspended from every league.
You're not allowed to play for any of us. Maybe the leagues in Europe were like, no thanks. He's going to keep injuring our players.
Going to go hang out with Daniel Winnick. He's playing.
Where's
over.
He playing?
I think he's over in Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
They only took one of their Bulldogs there, which I think is
Where's
weird.
The other one?
I don't. There's two other ones. I don't know where they're at.
Maybe it was family or something. Maybe you're only allowed to take so many.
Yeah. They said that they wouldn't allow the dog to leave from, like, Germany to wherever their final destination is. So they had to drive the rest of the way.
Interesting.
Yeah. What else is going on in Caps world?
Oh, just a few things. Let's first go to the Caps signed forward prospect Cody Clark to a 3-year entry level deal. He was the second round 47th overall pick in 2018. He's currently playing in Ottawa in the OHL, and he is the son of former Toronto Maple Leaf Wendell Clark. So that was pretty cool. Little pickup for the Caps. Hopefully this kid ends up being something. Nice little family. What's the word? Lineage there. Not a legacy per se, because Wendell Clark played for the other team. But that's a nice little thing for them to have. And hopefully this kid turns into something special. Because as we've talked about, they don't have a lot of forward prospects of the high caliber. We're looking at this, and if you're looking at Burakovsky, was it you and I were talking about this last week or a while ago? I mean, I was talking to one of my staff members about this. Vrana and Burakovsky, you're looking at them being the next big guy, big guys in terms of offensive talent, because, you know, Ovechkin's going to retire at some point, and you know, it doesn't seem like that necessarily is going to be the case. Now those guys are both, you know, still quite young, so we'll see what happens. Another nice little story, and I believe I called this last week, Brandon. Jay Beagle got his Stanley Cup ring, and the Caps presented it to him.
They did. He came into the Caps locker room, round of applause. He kind of had a little speech, said, you know, we're all family. You guys are still family to me. He got his ring. It was, I mean, you know, you got a little misty-eyed watching that video.
Yeah, it was a nice moment.
I think the Caps locker room misses him. I think he misses the Caps locker room as well. But it was nice that Jay Beagle got his ring, and I'm happy for him. And I don't know, he kind of said, like, this is going to look good with my truck or something like that. Like, this is that ring is definitely not the Jay Beagle style.
No, I think he said he was going – I read somewhere he made a joke it's going to go in a safety deposit box. hold on. So what do you do with, like, a Stanley Cup ring? Because you're not wearing that thing around.
All the announcers are there. I've seen so many pictures of fans wearing the ring, like if they met, you know, smoking out coking or something like that.
No, but they might bring that to a game because, like, you're not playing every night. So they might bring it to a game for, like, for fun, or if they know there's going to be, like, a fan event beforehand, they bring it so that fans can see it. But, like, if you're a player, what are you doing with that ring? Like, I feel like if you're, you know, Tom Brady or one of these guys that's won multiple rings, you know, do you have, like, a little case in your house where they're all, like, kind of perched or something? Like, I don't know.
I'd
have, like, a little thing where they're all kind of there.
I know Ray Lewis, after he won his first Super Bowl ring, he would never wear it. And then when they were going for their second Super Bowl in 2012, he brought it back out and started wearing it again. So it was kind of like, you know, not until he was contending for another Super Bowl did he break it out after that. I think he actually, like, when he would do TV, when he was a sports analyst, he would wear them again. So kind of feel like it's motivation if you're a player to keep it locked away. But if you're retired and you got nothing else to earn, like, in that field, then you start, like, you know, breaking out the bling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes you bring it out, you'd be like, hey, look what I got.
If you want a free chips and salsa at Chipotle, just flash the ring.
Yeah, I'd like a barbacoa burrito and some chips and salsa.
Oh, what's that? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you see my massive ring on my finger? Yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed it. It took up all of my viewing space when I was trying to drive.
Yeah, Stanley and Cup champion,
four
you know.
On the way over here.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, good for Jay Beagle. Happy for him. Miss that guy.
Yeah, so I've gotten a shirt of him in a Canucks shirt or something that I'm trying to say in English. I'm going to wait until they go on sale, like, Christmas time. Then I'm going to pick myself up one. I'm apparently not able to speak in coherent sentences.
Black Friday, that's what's happening.
No, Cyber Monday.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that the thing?
That's a thing. Yeah, that's the thing.
It's all kind of like the same now.
Yeah. All right, so what else is going on in Caps world?
That's kind of it, man. It'll be interesting to see what the lines look like. I would say after the Calgary game. It's a 4 o'clock game on Saturday?
No, that's weird.
Oh, because it's a – wait. Calgary's, I want to say, Mountain Time? So that's a 2 o'clock game. That's still weird.
That's still weird. We got to say congrats, though, to Nick Backstrom getting his 600th assist.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. Good call, dude.
In that last game, him and I talked about this during What the Puckies after the Caps won the Stanley Cup, and Ryan was talking about how you know, it was such a big moment to see Oshie and his dad on the ice and them celebrating. It was a huge. One of my favorite parts of that celebration was Ovi telling Backstrom, you know, I'm giving you the cup after I have it. So it's,
yeah, it was nice
that kind of pass off to him kind of shows how important Backstrom is to this team, how important he is to Ovechkin's game as well. Because I mean, Ovi. Yeah, Ovi's still incredibly talented and is one of the best in the world and one of the best ever. But you take Nick Backstrom away from him, and you know, he's still good, but he's not as good as he is with Nick Backstrom. You add Nick Backstrom to anybody's game, you make that player better.
No, I mean, I think Ovechkin and Backstrom, their careers are entwined in the way that they're just so great together. And I know that Ovechkin's playing with Kuznetsov mostly lately, and that's also been a really good pairing. But Backstrom and Ovechkin have the history of being together. And so when Ovechkin, of course, lifted the cup, you knew that it was going to be Backstrom next. And the only other guy that would have lifted it before Backstrom, it would have been Oleg Kolzig, but only if he was still playing, which he probably is, what, mid-40s now? So there's no way he'd still be playing. But I feel like it's the only other guy during the Ovechkin era that would have lifted the puck before Nick Backstrom.
Lifted the puck?
Oh, Jesus, the cop. Brandon, I'm going to bed. Good night. Mid-show.
They played together in the KHL. They played together in the NHL. It's these two just seem to be best buds, and it's crazy to think because Ovi is so out there, and he's crazy, and he's wild, and then Backstrom is quiet, kind of off to the side. Like, both guys still, you know, BAs for being out there on the ice and all throw down, but, you know, opposites attract, I guess. That's what it is between those two because, I mean, they are so different but work so well together. So congrats to Nick Backstrom. I mean,
you're saying, like, the best thing about these guys, you put Backstrom as the sole superstar in a team, and you kind of wonder, could he be as good? Just because he doesn't like that attention, doesn't seem.
Right, yeah, he doesn't. It's not his thing. No.
Whereas Ovechkin's like, bring it all here.
Shower me with praise.
Well, because he's used. I mean, used to it's one way to put it, but I think he is sort of his whole life. He's been not his whole life. That's a bit dramatic. But once he became that guy, like, oh, this kid could actually be really good and play in the NHL. One, I mean, Russians are probably like, we want to keep him in the KHL. Hang on. But he got more and more notoriety in Russia. He kind of, my guess is that he got used to it and he enjoyed it. Whereas Backstrom, you put him on as like, I mean, there's not really one star player on teams anymore. Everybody's kind of got one or two. But
well, you've got that one player you build around.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, you could build around Backstrom, but not from like a marketing standpoint, because I just don't think that's his interest. He's not interested in being let me show you up, or let me show you all the stuff I got, or let me be the big talking guy. You know, he's just a quiet veteran leader. I mean, he might talk a lot in the locker room, but he's not a, let me be in the limelight. Let me be in the spotlight and show everybody up.
That's, yeah, not the Backstrom style, definitely the Ovi style. And that's why they work so well together. It's the dark and the light. It's the yin and the yang. That's what they are. And
the dark and the light. Which one of them is the dark?
Ovi obviously is the dark, because he's crazy. He's just,
I say he's more of the light because he wants the light on him. Backstrom is hang out in the shadows.
All right, fine.
Backstrom is Batman to Ovechkin's Superman.
Okay, I was really worried you were going to call him Robin for a second.
No, I like a lame way to go about that.
Which one's Wonder Woman? Koozie?
Vrana.
All right. Which one's Doomsday? Crosby?
He's
a terrible villain, by the way.
No, because it's got to be someone who goes and tries to kill them. Crosby doesn't so much. I mean, he tried to give that one dude, I can't remember what team, was trying to get that one guy a colonoscopy.
Whoa.
Who would be Doomsday in this stupid Radko Gudas.
Okay.
Because he's a douche. He might be a nice guy off the ice. Beyond the ice, he's a douche.
All right. That's it for what's going on in Caps world. We're going to go down on the farm and talk Bears and Stingrays. But before we do that, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? He's a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, in the past week, Hershey went 2-0-1 with wins over Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, and Charlotte. That is a possible five out of possible 6 points.
Yeah.
That's not too bad, considering they were 0-5 when we talked last week. So they're doing a little bit better. The Bears will be back at it with a home and home with Wilkes-Barre Scranton starting on Friday at their arena, there being Wilkes-Barre Scranton, with Saturday's game being in Hershey. And then they have another game on Sunday, so they got a back-to-back that game on Sunday at the Giants Center against Lehigh Valley. Another Bears news, goalie Vitek Vanacek Vitek Vanacek, apologize, double Vs. He was named the CCM AHL Player of the Week for last week, so congratulations to him. I think this is the second time he's won that award. Not this season, but overall. I think he got it once also last season. So that's pretty cool.
By the way, isn't the team that they beat over the weekend, was it Charlotte? I think they were undefeated up until then.
Not anymore! I didn't even check that. But
the defeated beat the undefeated.
Yeah, well, no. They won against Wilkes-Barre first. But your joke still kind of works.
Thank you.
It still works. Anyways, down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 3-0 with wins over Orlando, Greenville, and Atlanta. That is a 6 out of a possible 6 points.
Nice.
South Carolina stepping up. Weren't they 0-2?
I think so.
Last week, right? So their next 3 games are on the road, all against Norfolk, starting with the game going on as we speak, which I think last I saw they were down 3-1, and I haven't seen an update in a while, so I don't know what's going on. They got that game going on right now, and they play again on Friday and Saturday. Again, all of those are down in Norfolk. And I thought I read recently that South Carolina does not have any Capitals prospects playing on the team.
Really?
I think that's correct. I believe I looked at the roster the other day and did not. The only name I recognized was the goalie. Oh, I'm looking it up now because I can't remember his freaking name. It's like on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember it.
Why are they affiliated with the Capitals then?
Well, because you always send a guy down at some point.
And why'd they get a day with the Stanley Cup?
Adam Morrison. Because they're still our affiliate, man. Adam Morrison. I think he's come to like Caps camps before, but he's not actually, I think, a signed prospect. That's fine. You know, you go a season without having any Caps guys there. It's still nice to have South Carolina. Yes, I would like to be a little closer, but that's okay because I don't know. It's
weird.
It is whatever it is. Anyways, that's what's going on down on the farm.
Do they want Tom Wilson for 10 games?
You know, maybe. I still don't know if they're allowed to do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, go Bears and go Stingrays, even though you don't have any of the Caps talent, but whatever. That's fine. Win
not
some
at
games.
The moment. They might at some point.
Yeah, at some point. I mean, that's where Holtby came from. Nathan Walker came from. A couple other Stanley Cup champs have been through South Carolina. So, I mean, they'll get there eventually, I guess. But anyway, so that's what's going on down on the farm. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, plenty of stuff going on around the NHL. It's always good to hear what the other teams are doing, not just the Stanley Cup champion Capitals. Coach Dan, what's going on around the NHL?
Well, not that much, as we are going to start and end in Ottawa, where defenseman Mark Borowicki has, if you think I struggle with that one, give it a second.
Uh-oh.
He was suspended for 1 game for elbowing Boston defenseman, here we go, Urho Vekkeninen. I got no idea if I said that right, but elbowing someone is not very nice. So Borowicki is going to sit out
1 game.
I believe he got suspended today. It was announced. So he'll sit out Boston's the next game, be that at the moment or whatever it is next time. I don't know.
Hanging out with Brad Marchand too much.
Marchand doesn't elbow people, Brandon. He licks them.
Still stupid.
Okay, there's a complete difference. One can give you a concussion. The other one can also just be really gross. Like, why are you licking people? What is wrong with you, Marchand? But, yeah, that's the news for the past week in the NHL.
So that's it, huh? Man.
It's still early. No one else got suspended. No, I mean, there's, like, injuries and stuff, but I don't really go over all those because it'll take forever. Yeah. It's early. No one's getting traded. No one of note, I should say.
Right.
No offense to the like lesser known dude that got traded for like a conditional draft pick or something. You think when you get traded, if it's like for nothing, you're like, hey,
I'd be hurt. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe a little bit like, come on now.
Well, you're giving me away for what? Well, we got like 2 or 3 prospects. Okay, the AHL? No. Come on. They're still in college, really? I'd be hurt.
Yeah, you know, it's a little, you're a little like, come on now. Give me a little credit. But whatever.
All right, so is that the show?
Yeah, it seems to be, man. It's a quick one.
Yeah. Well, if you guys want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals related things. And I'm not talking Caps, I'm talking other sports, European football, not really the NFL. Baseball is wrapping up. Seems like the Red Sox are well on their way towards winning a World Series.
Did you get yourself a free taco?
Huh?
Did you get yourself a free taco?
What are you talking about?
It's a Taco Bell thing that if somebody steals a base in the first game of the World Series, everybody gets a free taco. And it happened last night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I also probably would not have gone to get a free taco.
Taco Bell, I haven't been there in years.
I enjoy me some Taco Bell every once in a while. But, yeah, it's all right. I mean, not too often, because then, you know, you'd be spending a lot of time in the bathroom. But, yeah, that's finding me on Twitter. I was going to make a joke, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. At WTP, not at your expense. It just would have ended up people bothering me. At WTP Coach Dan. But if you've liked the show and like our rambling, if you're still listening at this point, thanks so much. You can find us also on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. Find out. We got new shows coming out and other interesting little tidbits about the Washington Capitals and other interesting related things. That's facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
So you can go to BrandoCash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about What the Puck and all the other podcasts we do at Brando Cash Entertainment. Like Coach Dan said, go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/WhatThePuckPod. You can check us out over there. We posted a story earlier today about Brian Boyle from the New Jersey Devils, that his cancer is actually in remission. So congratulations to him.
I don't like him as a hockey player because he always does really well against the Capitals. But as a human being, that's awesome.
That's right. So good for you, Brian Boyle. You know, I'm a big wrestling fan, and wrestler Roman Reigns came out earlier this week and said he has to step away because he's going to be battling leukemia. So, you know, he's in our thoughts as well. I know you're not a big wrestling fan, but still, you never want to see anybody go through a battle like that. But, you know, wrestling, hockey players, doesn't matter. If you're going through something like that, you know, we're thinking about you and we're wishing you well. So good for you, Brian Boyle. That's really cool. So let's talk about what the Caps are doing until we talk again. Only two games to talk about. On Thursday, October 25th, the Capitals are in Edmonton up against Alex Chiasson and the Edmonton Oilers. That game is at 9 o'clock, and you can see that on NBC Sports Washington. And then on Saturday, October 27th, they go to Calgary, home of the Hart family, and they're going to go against the Calgary Flames at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time start time. Really odd, 4 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's a 2 o'clock start for Calgary. I wonder if there's something going on there and they had to have an earlier game. I don't know. That is a bit of a weird one.
I don't know. They usually face Canada Calgary, I mean, the night, like, usually this is hockey night in Canada. Usually, like, that's the prime time game for the
Maybe this is like a new thing, because I'm looking over here and in November on the 24th, they're playing the Rangers. It's a Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Is that Thanksgiving weekend? Because they always do funky times on Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah, it might be that.
All right, well, I'm going to keep going through and see if there's another, like, there's a, normally on the weekends you feel like there's like a 12:30, a 3 o'clock, and like a 5 o'clock if you're not your normal 7 o'clock start time.
Right. But if you're local here, you can see this game on NBC Sports Washington. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Vero and Twitch, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. Don't forget to write us an Apple Podcast review and subscribe wherever you subscribe to podcasts on. So after those two games, we will be back. Coach Dan, what are you thinking? Edmonton and Calgary. Those wins? Those losses? We split?
They both should be wins. I think getting at least three out of the 4 points would be – I'd be happy with that. three out of four you got to get.
All right. Well, that is pretty much it for the show this week. Everybody say, oh, wow, this is crazy. So they're up against Edmonton tomorrow, whenever you hear this, on the 25th. Then they're up against Edmonton at home November 5th, like less than 2 weeks apart. They're two games for the year.
That's weird. I'm going to that game.
Are you really?
Yeah, my wife wanted to go with some coworkers, and she's like, you want to go to the game on Monday? And I was like, oh, crap. All right, fine. I have to leave work a little early to get there. There's a promotional giveaway, too, that night. It's, hang on. I remember it not being terribly exciting. It's 2017-18 season comic book giveaway.
What is it? You were breaking up.
What's a mini? Oh, sorry. 2017-18 season commemorative mini book giveaway.
Oh yeah, it's like the coffee table book that they're putting out, the hardcover. The fans are going to get a teeny tiny little one.
Oh, that'll be kind of cool, I guess. Brandon, have you looked at this promotions calendar, by the way?
I have not seen it.
Can you go look at it and look at December 21st versus Buffalo? It's the Caps holiday party presented by Walmart. Just go look at it. You'll know why.
Promotion themes, October, November, December. Just
give it a, everybody, give it a second.
What the?
Like, oh, my God. Look at Backstrom.
He's an elf.
Have you ever seen him look more uncomfortable than he is right there?
He doesn't want to be there. And Holtby, who is the Holt beast, that is not a very scary beast.
He's at least trying.
Is he, though?
He's at least trying. All right. March 26th, they got the Kuznetsov bobblehead. I want to go to that game. Oh, no, I think I'm home for that. Normally, we'd be traveling that week because I think it's my spring break. Got that work. Got it. Cool. And then they have the January 14th winter glove giveaway. Does that mean that you get one glove? Because it's not the pair of winter gloves or winter gloves giveaway.
A glove.
They're going to give you a glove.
Put the other hand in your pocket.
Yeah. I kind of want to go so I can have a glove. It's probably going to be a crappy glove, too. No, I want the bobblehead. I want a glove. And I'm going to get this mini book, which sounds interesting.
I wonder if I have to work that night. Check that out for that mini book.
What is January 14th? What day is that? It's a Monday. Oh, lame.
It's very difficult to get down there on a Monday, people.
Well, yeah, you live on Baltimore. I'm about a 3-minute drive. I'm actually like a 1-minute drive from Metro Station.
God, I'd be going to Caps games every night if I were you. Be a season ticket holder.
Dude, I am not riding Metro. That is definitely putting my life in the hands of someone who is not, well, not someone, something that is not quite all there.
All right, guys, that is it for the show this week. Thank you so much for listening. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. What's up, babes?
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.